Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And I promise, as well as I can deliver on any promise, Jay, that this will be a good day. Good day to you. It's Friday, the 24th of June, on the Good Day program, with things happening. What's happening, man? What's happening?
I like it. What's happening?
Well, people say what's happening, good? Man. It's your, but there's no one singular way to refer to a lady. What's happening, ma'am? Maybe that's better. Okay.
Oh, watch out there. Not everybody likes to be, not all ladies like to be called ma'am. Maybe it's a northerner thing, but I used to take offense to it until I moved to the south and realized that it's a thing of respect. And now even I make my husband call me ma'am at times.
Really?
Good for you. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am is the only way to respond.
What a tough cookie you are. All right, some good news as we get started. The San Diego Zoo has a big announcement today. Birth of the first aardvark cub in 35 years. An aardvark. It used to be the,
right?
Like a joke, right? An aardvark. What's an aardvark? Aardvark has a long nose, right? Kind of a snout, if I remember correctly. And this aardvark is being called the new Princess Dirt Pig. So Miss Dirt Pig has come into the San Diego Zoo. According to the Wildlife Alliance there, this new princess is was born actually in May. So how did it take so long for everybody to find out about this new aardvark? What's the secret? Why?
Yeah, or maybe now that the aardvark is a little bit older, people get to see it now. It's part of whenever they bring their mama aardvark and her baby out to show people, and whenever they do those things. You know how, like, there's the up-close encounters with the animals at certain zoos or anywhere, and you have the staff member who's talking about it, and kids get to touch the aardvark. Maybe it's something like that.
Touch the aardvark. Hey, Mommy, I want to go touch the aardvark. We have those things on my farm. We don't have any aardvarks, but children...
Oh, I was like, wait, you have an aardvark?
Okay. No, we have no aardvarks on the farm.
You have the up-close encounters?
Yeah, with a cow. Now, this week, we have two more little baby goats that were born, and they are the cutest little things. They're like little butterballs, and they immediately start running around. So we've had a couple of pair of goats born, and the little guy, they know how to get... They figure out almost immediately how to get out of the fence, so they run around. And one of them lost its mother, or the mother doesn't want to take care of this one, so he's become like a dog and thinks that a couple of the kids that work on the farm are its mother. So it's interesting to watch life. That's really what it is, life.
Yeah.
It's cool. Speaking of life, the adopted child from Utah who wanted to meet his biological mother, but he never realized that she was only just down the hall from him. This is really interesting.
It's a really sweet story. He always wanted to meet her. She always thought about him ever since she gave him up when she was a teenager, but she didn't want to reach out to him. And it was one of those situations where the adoptive parents always sent photos and it kept her in the loop of how he was doing, what he was up to. She found him on Facebook, but she didn't want to reach out because she didn't want to invade his space in a way or blow things up if he didn't want her to be reaching out to him. And he always wanted to know about her. And one day it was his birthday and she was like, you know what, I'm going to reach out. He even was looking for her. He got on different DNA registries, hoping that maybe he would match with a cousin or somebody that would give him some more insight. And she ended up reaching out to him. He scheduled a meeting and was like, let's bring our families. Let's not just meet each other, but let's actually meet who is in our lives. And he brought his parents and he found out that he has half siblings through her. And while they were at their meeting, they realized that they work at the same hospital just down the hall from each other.
Woo! That has got to be a mind blower. You got to have a strong psyche to live through all of that.
And the really cool thing is they get to take coffee breaks together all the time now.
Some people could handle that and some people couldn't handle that. It just is depending, again, on your, I think, how the strength of your psyche works, keeping it together, if you will. And so the hat trick in these stories is the story about the mother who claims the parent of a boy set on fire falsely accused her son of being a bully. There's a video of this. This is nasty.
Yeah. Oh, this was awful. The original story was the boy came around like a corner and was saying that those kids set him on fire. And so the mom went on this big anti-bullying campaign saying that these bullies set her kid on fire. That's really traumatic. And that is just so much. And then neighborhood cameras that actually caught the situation learned that the child was not set on fire by bullies. He was actually playing with the kids. They found a gas can and they were dousing a ball with the gas, set the ball on fire, and they all were literally playing with fire. And this kid accidentally, his face got caught on fire.
Ooh.
And one of the other kids was trying to put it out when he ran away. So it proved that it was an accident. There was no bullying involved. And so the mom of the child who was accused of the bullying and setting this other child's face on fire is now coming at that family for spreading those lies and everything.
Think about this. That's sort of like every angle of this is wrong. Every terrible piece of this pie is bad and wrong. All of it. Everything. And the neighbor playing and stuff. I think almost this kind of a story takes my breath away. It takes my mind out of the gear that it's in. And I don't really know how to respond. Because you can be angry. You can be sad. You can think, how could this happen? And it would never happen to my child, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it depends on your neighborhood, I guess, as much as anything else, doesn't it? Who would leave a gas can?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Make sure they don't have access to that. My goodness.
Right.
And the child who did have burns has made a full recovery. He is doing okay.
Good. All right. In a moment here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, let's talk about the heat and what you can do. What's going on at your house? If you have a lawn and you're trying to save it, food for thought ought to be how we register the next comment. And in a matter of moments, 13 at the hour here.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
That rosé you recommended was a hit. What should we try for more fun in the sun this weekend?
Your friends will love this refreshing sparkling wine.
Perfect. Wow, that price is refreshing, too.
Love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. With the lowest prices in the DMV. Drink responsibly, B21.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
16 past the hour and change. In fact, on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Friday it is. Jay Kirshner and I are looking at our hoses. And if you have a hose, it depends on where you are. Here in Massachusetts, part of Massachusetts where I am, there is, quote-unquote, significant drought. Now, I've just noticed this week the lawn turning just a bit brown here and there. We've had what seems to be a normal amount of rain, but not enough, and the conditions are getting worse because it's going to get really hot this week in many parts of the Midwest. Now, where you are in Cleveland, must have been hot for a couple of days, right? The last couple of days have been hot.
Yeah. No, it's been really, really warm. But before that, it was like in the 70s. So it's kind of bouncing up and down a little bit. But when it gets hot, oh, man, it is hot.
Well, and we've had quite a bit of rain, so I'm not sure. Well, the news gets used to scare people. They're headlines. Like, I'm looking at a headline, climate change, get the latest. And it's in purple and pink. Okay, so what is it? Because we're having a drought? We have droughts all the time. There have been droughts in the, last year was the Northwest, the Southwest, the Mid-South. Not that it's good, but it is kind of the way it rolls. It turns around. We're taking advantage of people and their lack of knowledge, it seems to me, with this sort of thing. And so with that in mind, I was thinking about how addicted many of us are, and I say us. I have a large property and a lot of lawn, and I like it green, but I don't put anything on it. There are people who use fertilizer, that sort of thing. The suburban way of looking at this is to have a neatly manicured lawn and have somebody come, you hire somebody to do it. And part of it, these people bring their trucks around with fertilizer, the turf trucks, and they spray all that stuff on the lawn. It's bad for it. It may make it green, but it's bad for the lawn because the chemicals that are in it get into the dirt. It's not good for the dirt. Plus the fact, if you have young children, I say this all the time, or a dog or something, and they're out there in that, no.
If you're out walking your dog, notice signs that might be in the yard, and they're not big, like for sale signs. They're these tiny little signs on the corner of some of the lots, and it will say, keep kids and dogs, kids and animals off, lawn has been treated. And sometimes it's facing one way, so if you're walking the opposite direction, you might not notice it.
All right, so there are scientists who have done a lot of research on all this stuff. That is, the things mowing the grass a lot and watering the grass a lot and watering and with the water putting the lawn fertilizer on is contributing to pollution, so they say, and we need to switch to alternatives. Okay, so this is going to be part of the climate. This is the climate change religion report. Becomes a part of it. Four things we need to do. We need to stop mowing our lawn. We need to get rid of the lawn and put something else there like rocks so you can have a rock garden. All right? No more going up and down the street. There's got to be a middle lawn. Someplace there's got to be, or in some way, there's got to be I want to have a green lawn. I don't want rocks in my lawn. I got plenty of rocks in the fields that I plant where the corn and the hay is. I don't need rocks in my lawn. And I'm not that concerned about climate change, frankly. I'm concerned about doing pollution, for sure, and what we do to the soil. But I'm not onto this. Everything is the plants. Let's get rid of the plants because they store carbon dioxide.
But don't they help clean the air? Aren't there cities that have
photosynthesis? Right.
Yeah.
You got no oxygen. I'm not sure who these scientists are.
That's the whole point of Central Park in New York City.
Yeah, right. Planting trees is bad for the environment. It's bad for climate change. You know what? You can take your climate change routine and you can stick it where the sun doesn't shine.
Really, you clean yourself up.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's how they used to do it, by the way. It was to use a leaf. And what happens if you're out in the wilds and you have to do something and clean yourself? You've got to have a leaf to do that. If there's no leaves, then we're in big trouble. All right, there's a solution to a problem. 21 after the hour.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's gossip time. Some people would say this is friending. Well, social media seems to be filled with a lot of gossip and a lot of useless info. But the Sheen family seems to be in a focal point, and I'll tell you why. Who in the Sheen family is a focal point of interest and conversation right after this.
Here at Total Wine and More, our amazing selection means you'll always
love what you find.
Dad, what are you doing here?
Just getting a sneak peek at my Father's Day gifts.
I was thinking of getting you this Napa Cabernet.
That's a really nice bottle.
And Total Wine has it at the totally lowest price.
Wow. You always were my favorite.
Thanks, Dad.
I was talking to the Cabernet.
Love what you find. Like the perfect gift for Dad at the perfect price. Only at Total Wine and More.
And drink responsibly. B21.
COVID-19 moves fast. And now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
So, first thing I see here, Jay, is that Denise Richards, who was married to Charlie Sheen for a while, they have a couple, did they have two daughters? Right,
yeah.
Okay. So one of the daughters named Sammy has become a debutante, has she not? Is that, in a manner of speaking, she's debuted.
Yes, on her OnlyFans. Yeah. Page, which right. Her mom was kind of like, well, I can't not support this. I was in Playboy after all. And Charlie Sheen was kind of like, this is not okay. And Denise Richards was able to talk him into it of like, she's 18, just support her, back off, you know.
What is OnlyFans? What happened to OnlyFans?
It's a not safe for work website where people pay a premium or a monthly fee to access the person that they're following's content. So for instance, Sammy Sheen's content goes for $19.99 a month. So it's where it's kind of like social. It's not safe for work social media where the person who is running their own page makes money off of it. Denise Richards just joined because like daughter, like mother. And Denise Richards' OnlyFans is going for $25 a month. It's subscriber-only content.
So how many people sign up for this? Like if Denise has $25 a hit. How many people, this is a way of making a living, looks like.
Yeah.
How many people are following her at $25 a month?
I don't know exactly how many people are following her without signing up myself, and that's not going to happen. OnlyFans, a lot of people are getting into it.
Unbelievable. Well, maybe, should I have one? What would happen if I had one? Hashtag
ooh,
OnlyFans.
It can be like some kind of silver fox farmer or something.
Really?
And you can charge
$30. $30?
There you go.
Wow, that's something to do.
Well, and kind of related to the whole Sheen family situation, Martin Sheen has one big regret in life, and it's not that he missed out on joining OnlyFans. He still could at some point. But his name, his legal name is Ramon Estevez, and he went by Martin Sheen. Yeah, it's his birth name. And he went by Martin Sheen because people that, when he was first starting his career, encouraged him to do a name change. He went with it. And he always kind of regretted it. And then Charlie Sheen, whose name is Carlos Estevez, followed in his dad's footsteps, went by Charlie Sheen. And
but Emilio didn't.
But Emilio Estevez was like, nah, man, I'm using my own name.
Right. So he's got two sons, Charlie and Emilio. One's Estevez and one's Sheen. Man, this has got to be a head trip.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people are always like. Back in the day, I think more people know now, but a lot of people didn't realize that Emilio Estevez and Charlie Sheen were brothers.
I remember interviewing Martin Sheen and Emilio one day, and I asked him about that. And he didn't say he regretted it. He just said, it's confusing sometimes. He's a very interesting guy, though. I like his, I loved West Wing. 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford is expanding the curriculum and adding locations to its premier training program designed to add more specialty-trained automotive technicians to a fast-growing field that now includes electric vehicles. The initiative, known as Automotive Student Services Educational Training, ASSET, is a collaboration between Ford Motor Company, Ford and Lincoln dealers, and select community colleges and technical schools. For more automotive tech stories, you can go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate on Thursday approved a bipartisan gun control bill, clearing the way for a final congressional approval of what will be lawmakers' most far-reaching response in decades to gun control.
The yeas are 65. The nays are 33. The motion to concur with an amendment is agreed to.
The $13 billion measure would toughen background checks for the youngest gun buyers and help government put in place red flag laws. That makes it easier for lawmakers to take guns away from citizens it deems unfit. It would also fund local programs for school safety, mental health, and violence prevention. The United States and European economies slowed sharply in June as surging prices of energy and food weakened demand for other goods and services. The new figures on manufacturing and services activity underline how dark the outlook has become in both Europe and the United States. USA Radio News. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. The death toll from a devastating earthquake in Afghanistan this week continued to climb days after villages were turned into rubble, killing roughly 1,150 people and injuring scores more. The magnitude 6 quake on Wednesday struck in the night as people were sleeping. Governor Kathy Hochul, the Democrat from New York, said Thursday on MSNBC that she is convening the legislature of New York to fight the Supreme Court ruling allowing New Yorkers to carry weapons.
Teddy Roosevelt was president when we had this law in place. That's how long it goes. When they talk about we have to look at historical tradition, I think that's long enough. We've had this on the books. We've been able to protect New Yorkers all this time under this law. So to have them set us back to a time where I have to consider what it was like when our founding fathers were writing the laws, I mean, that's absurd. And it's reprehensible. It's hurtful to all of us who are on the front lines of trying to have sensible gun safety legislation. And you look at what's happening in Congress. For the first time in 30 years, we're going to have at least a breakthrough, a bipartisan approach to do something, because even they can hear the voices of people crying for help. And across the street, the Republicans on the Supreme Court are just oblivious to it. They're intentionally ignoring the rights of governors to protect our citizens.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
See clearly, more clearly, that it is going to be, and perhaps already for some of you, it's been a good day. That's the whole idea here. We mix the good, the bad, and the ugly sometimes. I've been thinking about peace of mind, Jay. Jay Kirshner is here with me. And I've been thinking about what it takes to, you know, with all the things going on, moving our program to a different network and the things that have been creating hubbub with all of us. We have different kinds of hubbub. We have our hubbub at work, we have our hubbub at home, and we have our hubbub inside of ourselves. Using, you know, sometimes your imagination runs wild and you think things vividly that really aren't true. Your heart starts racing. Yeah.
Go. Yeah. Have you ever fought with somebody in your own head and then, like, setting yourself up for a situation that might not
time.
Or might happen? Yeah. And then it doesn't. It's like you're already irritated with the person you're about to see because you had this fight with them, but it wasn't in real life.
Right. Exactly. That is a perfect way of understanding what, it, in fact, is going on. And so anyway, the situation, one of the things that I think about when I think about what is really the ooh and the ah factor, what's real, what gets you going, what you think about, the references to what impacts our everyday life. And that's why, having done this as long as I have, I wonder sometimes why people really get themselves all worked up about stuff that they really can't do anything about, as you were just suggesting. You know, you think about these things, and they really aren't true. And the old business about worrying, worrying is a prayer for what you don't want. And 95% about what you worry about doesn't come to fruition. So what is there about the mental case, the human being, the facet of our brain that makes us worry? Why do you worry?
Or the self-fulfilling, what is it, the self-fulfilling prophecy? Where you think there's going to be a problem and you, in turn, the way you react, become the problem.
Yeah. Ah, there it is. An American artistic swimmer. Guess we need a definition of an artistic swimmer. Not a racing, this is not about racing, about, you know, swimming contests, right? This is,
yeah, no, it's like a dance in the water, I guess you might say. Like,
right.
Think of synchronized dancing.
Synchronized, that's what I was
saying. Yeah, like synchronized swimming. And the artistic, it can be somebody who's doing it on their own rather than a team that it's all synchronized.
So there's a World Aquatic Championship going on in Budapest. This is something connected to the Olympics, I think. And this young lady, Anita Alvarez, had completed her performance in the women's solo free routine, when she just sank in the water.
She passed
sank.
Out.
Right.
Hold on. Well, because you have to think, and apparently this is something that happens more often than not, because these swimmers are holding their breath for such long periods of time. She finished her routine, just completely sank lifeless to the bottom. Her coach, without a second thought, dives in, brings her back up. Somebody else jumps in to help bring her back. And she's okay. She was examined by the medical staff and everything, and she is okay. But apparently, this isn't something that just happens with aquatic swimming. It happens with pretty much any high endurance sport, like marathons or cycling, cross country kind of situations, where we see people collapse before the finish line and other people stop what they're doing and forget that they're trying to make a certain time, and they start helping people cross the finish line. Or people cross the finish line at a marathon and just completely drop.
I've seen that happen in the Boston Marathon, right? and especially if it's a hot day, like we were talking about the heat and the humidity and the climate change and all that stuff. And that is when people go out and ride a bike, for example, or even me. We start baling a lot of hay this weekend on the farm, and if it's hot, the guys on the wagon, one of them wears a long sleeve shirt, so he doesn't sweat. He holds it in. I don't know how that works. I would think that would be more difficult.
He holds in his sweat?
Yeah. He doesn't want to sweat because the sweating makes him hotter, so he says.
I didn't know that was physically possible, that you could, like, hold it in.
I didn't either. and I don't bother to hold it in.
That's just fascinating.
So, the conversation here brings us around to understanding the goodness of what goes on and how people are selfless, helping others. And in this case, the lady that was the swimming coach, she had her clothes on, she just jumped in. And you think that's part of adrenaline, right? You think about, you don't think about yourself, just, okay, we got to do that, boom.
Yes.
Do it.
Just jump in and help. Well, and apparently this woman, Anita Alvarez, has passed out before. Just something that happens. The holding your breath for that length of time, my goodness.
Let's see if we can do it. You want to do it?
No. I can't hold my breath for any length of time. I'm not a great swimmer. Also, I have asthma, and currently I have COVID. Are you trying to send me to the hospital?
Yeah. How are you? People are asking how you're doing. With COVID, this is a great example of how different the symptoms are
for everybody. My goodness. I don't have a sore throat. I don't have any of the congestion. I have severe exhaustion. My chest is heavy. My lungs do feel like they're working in overdrive, but it's not the feeling of I'm struggling to breathe. I don't have that. I have severe leg pain, which usually a lot of times with fibromyalgia, it's widespread pain in the muscles. And this is my muscles hurt in my legs, but also my joints. And that's not a fibromyalgia thing. My joints typically do not hurt in my legs, and it's just every part of from my hips down to my toes is in severe pain. That's pretty much the symptoms I'm dealing with. Oh, and a headache in the front of my head that kind of has a little bit of
headaches in different parts of your head.
Occasionally. Like, I'll get those ice pick headaches on occasion. Not COVID-related. I'll get those ice pick headaches where by the temple, every now and then I'll get a migraine, or I'll get that a sinus headache, or that one. I don't remember. Is it a stress headache? The one that's in the back of your head right above your neck? Sometimes I'll
stress.
Get that.
Yep, that's
so, yeah, this one is kind of like at the front of right above my forehead. Like if you take your hand and put it right above your forehead, it's that entire spot. Mm-hmm. And it has this a little bit of a motion sickness to it.
Hmm. Speaking of that, I wonder how many people are going to be affected this weekend by the biggest problem of the last weekend. If you're traveling, there were thousands of flights that were canceled over the last weekend. And again, this weekend, it looks like Delta, major airlines are trimming. Delta has, Continental or United has, American has trimmed flights. Destinations are being eliminated.
Yeah,
the
and
pilot
you think what's
shortage.
Left to trim? They've already been trimming things. And then with 4th of July coming up in a couple weeks, mm-hmm. what's going to happen there? Are people going to get stranded in places again?
Right. So any... these probably make for good comments, social media comments. Travel horror stories. What's happened to you? What do you what's happened? What have you experienced that perhaps makes a good warning for others? Don't do it this way because this is what will happen. That kind of stuff. So we'll pursue that as well as lots of other things, including a Girl Scout cookie scam coming up after this.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
All right, 44, and actually almost 45 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, Girl Scout cookies. This is sort of, this whole thing is sacrilegious when you get right down to it. A scam by a man and a young girl taking money away from, in this circumstance, I've seen this, people have tried this before.
Mm-hmm.
So this happens to be on Long Island.
Yeah,
fake
so,
Girl Scout cookie sales, so you're selling,
selling
I'm a
the
Girl
cookies
Scout.
And not delivering on them.
Right. Was she in a Girl Scout uniform?
Did That's what come... people are saying, yeah. She was selling cookies, and when people would give her the money, she'd turn and give it to this guy who was presumed to be her dad, and here's the thing. So many people who reached out to the Girl Scout Cookies of America and all of that because they were like, wait, where are my cookies? And there's no record of her being a Girl Scout. And so a lot of these people, it's not about the loss of money that they feel scammed on. They're worried about this poor girl's well-being because they're like, who in their right mind uses a child for something like this? Like, she's basically part of, like, she looks like she was maybe about 11 or so.
Wow.
And, yeah, who does this? Who does this to a poor child? So people are more concerned about this girl's well-being and less about the money they were scammed out of, or out they were scammed, whatever.
Scams on top of scams on top of scams. So anyway, this is, but how do you know when somebody comes to you, or there's a, this happens at malls a lot. The Girl Scouts set up the table, and you wouldn't know if it's Girl Scout was in there. People just keep thinking of more ways to screw around with your head and to steal money from you.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of the times when they're set up at the table, the cookies are actually there. So you're not paying for them and then waiting for
just
them to
be
shipped with you. Yeah, you could actually buy them then and there.
Mm-hmm. The Ohio State University has successfully received a trademark on a word. What's in a word?
What's a word?
Everybody's heard about the word. Word. Word is the word is.
I'm glad we both went there.
The. Now, were you taught this to say T-H-E is the or the?
It depends what letter follows it. If it's a consonant, it's the. If it's a vowel, it's the.
Right. It's like A and
the
N.
Ohio State University.
Right. The Ohio State. So that's what. So have they trademarked the or the Ohio? Because you can't really. How do you trademark the? The. How do you trademark that?
Yeah.
It's used for everything.
Well, they did because the thing. A lot of people have asked why the Ohio State University, but that's part of the actual name of the school. It's not just Ohio State University. It's the Ohio State University. That's the name of
kind
the school.
Kind of like those of us. On the West Coast, when we travel, it's the 405 or it's the 101. It's not over here in the East Coast. It's 95, 90, 80, 78. Isn't that funny how that
works? And so the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office approved the application because it allows the university to control the use of quote-unquote T-H-E on clothing, namely T-shirts, baseball caps, hats, all of that stuff. There was an issue where I think it was Michael Kors or Marc Jacobs. There was some designer that started selling shirts with the word the on it. And so that's why OSU, where there's a lot of other OSUs, there's Oklahoma State University, there's Oregon State University, it kind of sets them apart. So the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office was like, yeah, no, we get your point. Here you go. You win the trademark of the word being used in sales on T-shirts, baseball caps, and other hats and all of that stuff.
Bunga bunga. Jeopardy! TV show, Wednesday's edition, spelling trouble, glaring mistake. You see this?
Yeah, somebody just leaned on a key a little bit too hard. Yep. What was it, the word equally? Had one too many L's.
Yeah, okay. So what's the big deal? For me, I'm a grammarian and a speller, and I kind of am a stickler for this sort of thing, as you've noticed. As you've listened to some.
Seriously, you give me anxiety when I end a sentence with a preposition. I get into a cold sweat, sir.
Okay, well, we can't have that. No, we can't have that. Quick reminder about Calitrin and how you can use it to better yourself. Those of you who have been on diets and you like the fact that you look pretty good when you're in the mirror and you like what you see, well, let's keep it that way. You can, using the all-natural approach to losing weight and keeping it off. Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. This is worth a few moments of your time. Go to their website, toploss.com. See all the fabulous success stories. Healthy weight loss. That's what this is about. So go to toploss.com. Get in on the excellent opportunities. You get 3 months supply at the regular price, 2 months free, a free gift, all kinds of reasons to go to toploss.com. Check out using the code Doug, D-O-U-G.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
All right, 53 past the hour now. Time for a visit to the farm with a focus on food and your family here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. The essence of what we're doing for this is National Dairy Month. If you want to boil it down to a specific thing, today actually is National Food Truck Day. How many people eat food out of a food truck?
Oh, I love a good food truck meal.
Yeah. The one around here that's best is a lobster truck.
Yes! That's our favorite one in Asheville. It's a lobster truck.
Yeah, and it was started from Shark Tank. There was a Maine lobster.
Oh, my gosh, is the Brothers Maine Lobster?
Yeah.
That's our favorite, too. There's one in Nashville. Right. Good.
It was, who's the real estate lady? I never can remember her name.
Oh, I don't know. I don't watch Shark Tank, but I can see her face. I know who you're talking
Barbara
about.
Barbara something or other. Anyway, she has created a whole new ambiance around this company. And so if you go to certain states, like in California, they're all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember them being too many, but there's an organization here in Massachusetts run by a friend of mine who actually used to be a news lady on one of the stations, and she went into the PR business and found this niche. So she runs these food truck services every weekend. That's really interesting because there are hundreds of these things around the state. So today, special day to champion food trucks in your neck of the woods. A lot of people, usually they're family food businesses, husband, wife, children, that sort of thing. We used to have them on the farm. We had somebody, a friend of mine, who had some trucks and needed a place to park them. I said, you can park them here. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting to watch them all, how they prepare the food, where it comes from. A lot of gourmet burgers and hot dogs and things like that. But whatever kind of food you like, you can probably find it on a food truck, right?
Yeah, and there's usually multiple food trucks around, especially at a food truck festival or if there's any kind of outdoor concert, you can find things. And I remember once upon a time when people used to just totally stick their noses up at food trucks. Of like, I'm not eating food off of a food truck. And it's like, bro.
The Wienermobile. Remember Oscar Mayer, the Wienermobile?
Yeah, that was like, what? That was the first food truck, wasn't it?
Yeah, back in the 30s. Yeah, it was. Yeah, then ice cream trucks started in the 50s after the war. There are all these trucks that go into the neighborhoods, but the ice cream is usually awful.
There's some ice cream trucks where it's not the, like, the one that plays Your Ears Hang Low song or whatever.
Right.
It's an actual ice cream store where they have the ice cream and they scoop out the ice cream. It's like an ice cream store on wheels. And it's like gumballs, screwball things or whatever.
I converted an old school bus into the ice cream bus. And I used to travel around to apartments and hotels.
Oh, that is
and
great.
Events. And it was cool. It's very difficult.
They're so much better. They're so much better than those weird hodgepodge things where it's just like the ice cream tastes like plastic.
Yeah, it is. It's terrible. Awful. All right, in a moment, we talk about a home delivery service, a food home delivery service in our focus after this. Okay.
You heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7600 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Okay, so what's this problem with a lentil dish? This is, again, one of the reasons you don't buy stuff that's prepared. You buy fresh, local. What is there? Stomach issues after? What is the? I'm trying to find. This is all over Reddit, by the way, and other social media.
Yeah, people are complaining about food poisoning after this lentil dish. And Daily Harvest is one of those things where if you're trying to eat healthy and you don't have time to actually do the grocery shopping and do all the food prepping and cooking and all of that, and especially a lot of vegetarian things, and their lentil dish apparently is just causing extreme nausea.
So it's Daily Harvest.
Yeah, Daily Harvest is the company. Are apparently concerned about liver damage after consuming this dish.
Well, it isn't just this dish. Liver damage, the problem is with those same three things, E. coli, Salmonella, and Listeria. All these three things will create the same in your body, nausea, vomiting, and organ damage. If the bugs are really bad, then some of them get really bad. So word to the wise, don't buy prepared foods. Hello, ding, 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 59 past the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.